Welcome to the AI HR Daily Podcast, brought to you by Ovi. I'm your host, and today we're talking about workforce analytics. Specifically, who's winning the race from dashboards to AI that actually tells you what to do next? If you want to stay on top of AI and HR, hit follow so you don't miss an episode. Here's a stat that should make you sit up. In just 1 year, the share of HR teams using AI jumped from 26% to 43%. That's not slow adoption, that's a tidal wave. And it's reshaping every tool in your people analytics stack. So what's actually happening? The entire workforce analytics market is going through a shift, from platforms that show you what happened last quarter to agentic AI that proactively spots what's going wrong right now and tells you what to do about it. Vizier crystallized this perfectly when they launched their next-generation workforce AI earlier this year. The question HR leaders are now asking isn't, should we invest in people analytics? It's, do we need a dedicated specialist platform, or is what's already built into our HRIS good enough? Let's break down the four main players. Vizier is the market leader for dedicated people analytics. Think deep attrition prediction, industry benchmarking, and agentic AI. Their V Assistant now works right inside Microsoft 365, Slack, and Amazon QuickSight. If you're a large enterprise with complex cross-system needs, this is the gold standard. But it starts around $50,000 a year and can climb much higher. Workday People Analytics is your best bet if you're already on Workday. Zero integration headaches. The analytics sit directly on top of your existing HR data. It's not as deep as Vizier for benchmarking across systems, but for most operational reporting, it does the job without adding another vendor. One model is the flexible option. Built on Microsoft Power BI and Azure, it typically deploys in 4 to 8 weeks. Much faster than competitors, and costs between $30,000 and $150,000 a year. Great for mid-market organizations that want something customizable without the enterprise price tag. And then there's OrgView, which is honestly in a category of its own. It's built specifically for organizational design, M&A integrations, restructurings, understanding the informal collaboration networks that never show up on an org chart. If you're going through major transformation, OrgView deserves a serious look. So here's the one question to ask before you buy anything. Do you need your analytics to tell you what happened or what to do next? That's the real dividing line in 2026, descriptive versus prescriptive. Most embedded tools are still in the first camp. The specialist platforms, Vizier especially, are firmly in the second. Get clear on which one your organization actually needs, and the decision becomes a lot simpler. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to AI HR Daily, brought to you by Ovi. If you found this useful, hit follow and share it with a colleague who's evaluating analytics tools right now. See you next time.